I thought it was an excellent performance, apart from normally what's really good with us anyway, which is deliveries. We got in some really good areas, and our delivery tonight was off, really, particularly the corners. You know, if you look at our performance, up until around the edge of the box, some of the decisions we made were a little bit nervy, you know, which is unusual. That'll come when they understand, and that'll come when we keep doing those movements to actually get us in. And unfortunately, the way it's going, they got one. When you look at what we did and how we did it, that's the only thing that was missing. So, bitterly disappointed. I thought the lads showed all sorts of qualities. Not everybody was on their game, which is understandable with the run we're in. But I tell you what, as a manager, I saw so many different improvements all around the place. That's all I'm going to take with me. I'm sorry to the fans that they, hang on a minute, you know, we're losing and all that. But it's about your identity and how you're going to play and how you're going to do it. And I thought we defended from our attacks brilliantly, right? With a team of a lot of attackers in it, which I've got a squad of a lot of attackers in it, they've got to pass and have the ball. So when we lose it, we can press and we can win it. And I thought the lads did it to a man excellently. And unfortunately, we didn't get the main thing that this football is all about, which is scoring a goal, because everything changes when you score a goal. You're upbeat. But to play that well against a team that's doing as well as that, who weren't doing too well a few weeks ago, I'm delighted. I'm gutted for the lads, but I'm going to be picking them up. That's a huge improvement, much more like a team of mine. And if they can do that in this short period of time, even when we've been losing, then I'm delighted.
How much of a concern, Ian, is not scoring that goal at the moment, though?
Well, that's what gets you wins, isn't it? Do I think one won't come? Nah. You know, do I think the more we do what we're doing, the more chances we're going to create? How many chances did we actually create tonight? And how many chances have we created before? And that was so-called three up front. I always have three up front, and then one of them drops short, and then we always have two up front, and we got to learn how to move and what to do. And well done, son. And it'll come. You know, unfortunately, football's, you all look around, everybody's looking over their shoulder all the time. I'm only concerned on us improving and having an identity, and our identity at the minute is getting better and stronger. Unfortunately, the results in this level are all about scoring. So if we keep missing and missing and missing and missing and missing and missing, then we'll have to look at who's playing up front and what we're doing with him.
Is that regular goal scorer, do you think, in this squad? Do you think you have him at your disposal?
Well, obviously, he hasn't turned up at the minute, has he? Do you know what I mean? They got Tom Ince, who's banging them in left, front and centre. You know, but I think if my two white men, bear in mind he was playing for Liverpool reserves and didn't do any good, I got him scoring goals, and I think I'll get my men scoring goals. I thought Yenny was excellent tonight, I have to say. I thought he looked absolutely what I remember him being at Metz. So, you know, at the end of the day, Connor's having to learn new things because he ain't really an up-the-middle number nine, but I rewarded him because I think he runs and he chases, and if it does drop to him, he's going to get a goal. But up around that edge of the box, he's, you know, I might need somewhere else to... And then teach him one of the wider roles like Kevin Phillips used to do for me. But that's long term. I felt they dealt with what I wanted them to do. I felt they understand it. They're getting better. I got my staff sorted out now so I can do extra sessions. And with Curtis coming in, who's worked with me before, and all I'll do is show them that again. And, you know, surely if they watch that, they'll feel a lot more confident, won't they? You know, I'm proud to put my name on that. Yeah, it's a defeat. But in football, how many times do you see it? You got to get up and get going again, you know? And unfortunately, our probably best deliverer of the ball on his day didn't do it today, unfortunately. But I still love him because he kept going. He kept working hard. He had a bit of a knock, Sharon. But maybe he needs a rest. Maybe he needs to come out, give someone else a go. Onwards and upwards, I'm afraid. But, you know, it ain't easy. Football ain't. And when you're on a non-confident footing, when you've lost 6-0 here before, it ain't easy to drag them to have it, to play, to pass, to do it. But there's only one way, in my opinion, to play the Derby way. Steve McLaren's got them doing it again. Players like it, they want to do it.
Just finally, before the weekend, have you got anyone who you can welcome back? Do you think, is Idrissa Silla going to be in the frame for Villa?
Yeah, I asked him and I got through to him, and he's got a bit of a niggle, and when you've got a bit of a niggle, you need, he's only had one day training, and that's what's frustrating me, because ever since I've been here, he's probably done 3 days training, and I know what he can do, and I'm getting Yenny to tell him what I feel of him, and I had to ask him, are you ready to be on that bench, you know? And he said, oh, I said, what about Sunday? He went, yeah, oh, I think he'd be more confident, you know? And as I say, he's already scored off the bench. I would have liked to use him off the bench, but I can't risk anybody. Look at Jordan, he's had his best game, and I hope that ain't too bad a hamstring, because we need his legs around the place. I thought he was terrific tonight. Absolutely terrific.